Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1316, and the writing is shir number 468, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of washing Negel Vasser and how to go about it with the bracha and so on. Now, one of the reasons why we have to wash Negel Vasser in the morning, we spoke about in the past, is to remove the Ruach Ra. We said there's two reasons. Number one is because one's hands are dirty, you touch covered parts of your body and so on, and your hands have to be washed and cleaned before davening. And the other reason is the Ruach Ra. There's a spiritual uncleanliness on one's hands, which has to be removed. Now, the question is, how do we remove it, right? To wash one's hands if they're dirty or whatever the case is, so we could understand regular washing even under the sink possibly or whatever the case is. We're going to see even possibly certain times a person could do what we call wiping one's hands on something, full front, full back, but we'll talk about that as we go down the road. But the Ruach Ra, the only way to remove the Ruach Ra, the spiritual uncleanliness that's on the hands, the only way to remove it is to pour water on one's hands in the way that we call biseirugin. Biseirugin, which basically means alternately. Now, the proper procedure in doing so is to pour once on the right, you pour once on the right, and then once on the left. And you do this three times. I don't mean once on the right, once on the left. First you pour on the right, then on the left, and alternately three times. Right, left, right, left, right, left. But as opposed to, as we know, we've spoken about in the past, when it comes to washing for bread, you do two times right and then two times left. Over here, when it comes to removing the Ruach Ra, it has to be an alternate washing, six times total, right, left, right, left, right, left. Okay, so, and a total of six times. Now, even if one were to wash, let's say a person says, well, I didn't do it alternately, I didn't do right, left, but I'll take a lot of water, I'll take a full, cup of water, not a cup, a full a kli of water, the washing cup, it's a big cup, and I'll pour, on either both my hands together, or I'll pour one time, or whatever the case is, but I'll use a lot of water. Is that going to help? Okay, so the answer is, when it comes to Ruach Ra, even if one were to pour a lot of water on each hand, right, or at one time, or whatever you want to say, but it would not help. It's not, you didn't do it three times ultimately, it would not help. It still would not get, it would not remove the Ruach Ra that we want to get rid of. And the Ruach Ra does not leave unless the water is poured alternately three times, right, left, right, left, right, left. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah brings down interesting that there's a Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, the Gra, that he says that in the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it says that one should wash the hands four times. In other words, you wash it three times, right, left, and then you wash one more time, right, left, and that is, he says, you do it three times to remove the Ruach Ra, and then you still have on your hands the dirty water. You removed it, but the Ruach Ra is still in the water, so you want to, then the fourth time is to remove the water that has become impure. The water that's taka impure, you want to get rid of that also, and that is removed by doing it a fourth time. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down from the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav. Now, but let's say somebody only washed three times. I only washed three times. What could I do? I only had that amount of water. I didn't know. Whatever the case is it still good? Or should he go back and get more water, make sure to do it four times? So, however, if one only washed their hands three times, it would still be good enough to remove the Ruach Ra entirely. That is the halach. The halach is three times, alternately, right, left, right, left, right, left. The Sefer Ma'aseh Rav brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings him down that it is a good thing to do to wash a fourth time in order to remove the impure water that is still left on one's hands, and that would be sort of like 100%. But again, we want to keep in mind, if somebody only washed three times, they still are good to go, and they were mekayim negel vasser, they got rid of the Ruach Ra, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Hu Kol Tuv.